From the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
This week on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch, a look back at our Pray Vote Stand for Life Town Hall from Des Moines, Iowa. Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, Christian husband, and Reagan Republican. In light of the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, Family Research Council wanted to hold a special town hall to highlight the important role the government still has in protecting babies from the scourge of abortion. The event was held at Experience Church in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're grateful to Pastor Charles Cole and his staff for hosting us in June. We were joined by Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Bob Vanderplatz, president of the Family Leader in Iowa, Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA Pro-Life America, and Myra Rodriguez, former Planned Parenthood director and whistleblower. Here's how Family Research Council President Tony Perkins got things started.
Senator, we're going to jump right into this, and I'm going to put you first. Why are you here in Iowa?
I love the ocean. I got some bad information. Now I'm here because Iowa matters if you want to be the Republican nominee. The road to the nomination runs through Iowa. It's the first stop. And I'm here to tell my fellow Republicans, you should want to talk about abortion, not be afraid of it. Right? After the Dobbs decision, our Democratic colleagues have introduced legislation in Washington that would create a national standard. It would overrule every state law, Tony. It would allow abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded, literally up to the moment of birth. Okay, if you're a Republican, you should be against that. If you're like 70% of the country, 80% of the country is against that. Why are we having a hard time talking about an issue where 80% of the people are against what they want to do? If you can't talk about this, you're not going to do well. Okay? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you've heard those phrases? It's pretty hard to pursue happiness if you're dead. So here's what I want to say to my Republican colleagues. I ran for president, Tony. If you don't remember that, it's not your fault. I didn't do very well. Somebody asked me what happened to you and Trump. I said, well, I said every bad thing about him I could. I got to know him. I come to like him, and he likes him, so we got that in common. But you got some really qualified people on our side coming to Iowa. Check them out. And here's what I hope they'll say, that what the Democrats are proposing is barbaric. Like China and North Korea allow abortion on demand up to the moment of birth using government money. But 47 of 50 European nations limit abortion between 12 and 15 weeks. I never thought I'd say, look to see what France is doing. They're at 14. So my bill, Tony, will create a national minimum standard. You can do more. You can do 6 weeks. You can do whatever you want to do at the state level. But at 15 weeks, I want to draw a line for the soul of America. Yeah. What good comes from aborting a child who sucks his thumb, can feel pain at 15 weeks in the birthing process? That is a reasonable position to take. And if you're running to be the standard bearer of the Republican Party, it should be easy for you to say the following. If you send me a bill outlawing abortion at 15 weeks where the baby can feel pain to operate on the child, you provide anesthesia because we know they feel pain, I will sign it. If that is hard, you're in the wrong business. That's why I'm here in Iowa.
Just for the record, Senator, I don't remember when you ran, but I remember your cell phone.
Yes, my cell phone did better than I did, yes. If you want to get your cell phone blow it up, give Trump your number. Yeah. He'll tell everybody.
So, Marjorie Dannenfelser, when the senator says this is the defining ground for the Republican presidential candidates who will come to Iowa first, they will campaign. What do they need to be saying? And who's saying it right now?
Well, first, we're looking for a presidential candidate that knows the country well enough to know where to find an ocean.
Yeah. That excludes me.
Yeah, I don't think there's a competency test out there. But when it comes to life and death, and you have called yourself a pro-life public official, you don't get to the starting line after 50 years of blood, sweat, tears, prayers, 63 million children dying. You don't get to the starting line and say, I'm done. You say, this is my vision for the future. No more. No more death in this country, because we just don't care to lift a finger to pass laws that save lives and serve women who deserve so much more than a cycle of poverty, a cycle of abusive relationships. They deserve so much more. What I'm afraid that we're seeing is a lot of fear at the starting line. And what we want to see is a race run well, having worked out, having built your team, and running the race well to the end. And the end means every single child in this country is protected. That's the end of the race. So since Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, is the election arm of the Pro-Life Movement, we care so much about what happens in Iowa. You have so much power to influence the country in terms of saving the lives of children intended for this world for purposes only they can accomplish. So thank you for making it clear to each of these presidential candidates what you expect when they get here.
Thank you, Marjorie. And by the way, folks, there are resources available for you to help you better understand the issue, to talk about these issues. Simply text the word LIFE, L-I-F-E, to 67742. That's 67742, the word LIFE. And you'll have a whole list of resources from the different organizations that are working on the LIFE issue. Myra, I want to go to you now. You worked with Planned Parenthood. You are now an advocate for LIFE.
That's the part when you don't get to throw shoes at me.
What are you hearing as you travel, not just here in the United States, but as you travel in Central and South America, in other words, what are you hearing about the concern over life?
People really don't want abortions. I mean, Senator said it, 80% are against it in most cases, right? They think it's, some people think that it's the less evil because they don't want to see the kids on the street, right? And there's always comes down to a social justice issue, right? That it's not being addressed by the politicians we elected, right? So you go to Colombia and abortions are being pushed to 9 months too. You go to Mexico and it's the same issue. When you talk to the people on the street, they don't want this. I got the fortune of touring Hawaii in February, and the people in Hawaii, a very liberal state, a very, how can I say, permissive towards abortion, like Hawaii, they don't want this. You know, most people don't even know that abortions are happening after 20 weeks. That are happening for any reason. There's no rape victim. There's no medical problem. Simply, I just don't want to have this baby now because there's a social issue involved, or there's a reason why that woman feels that she needs to have that. But in reality, the majority of people, the citizens in the street, the normal working people, especially the Hispanic community, you know, we're very protective of our families. That's who we are. That's how we were raised. You know, we don't put our grandparents into hospice homes. We keep them with us, right? And we do the same thing with our children. So to come and tell the Latino community, you know, kill your children, it goes against everything we believe on.
And you're right. There's the educational issue here. And this goes back, Senator, to your point of you've got to talk about this because people don't know how extreme the Democratic Party is on this issue. And to that point, Bob, I want to ask you about this. What are Iowans expecting to hear? What do they want to hear when it comes to this issue of life?
Well, Iowans are very wise. They're very savvy. They are not easily enamored. Matter of fact, I used to be a high school principal. As a high school principal, I would say, you can fool a fool and you can con a con, but you cannot kid a kid. Iowans are really good about authenticity. Do you believe what you say to be really real? And that's what we're looking at for the sanctity of human life. We want a champion for the sanctity of human life because they believe it. Not because of what the polls say. Instead of reacting to the polls, we want this person to shape the polls, to shape America's thinking on this. So one is we want a champion for the culture of life. You know, our enemies, as Senator Graham just talked about, you look at North Korea, you look at China, you know, they'll champion a culture of death. That's not America. We're all about a culture of life. All of us here from Iowa, we've seen it before, we've heard it before, where that kid is lost in the cornfield, right? And we will move heaven and earth, will we not? Neighbors stop everything, and they're in that cornfield to find that child. Why? Because we value a culture of life. So we want a champion for the culture of the sanctity of human life. And we want them to be clear on this issue, not nuanced on this issue. When they start talking about, well, they said this, and I don't know if we can do this, or let these guys do, that's a nuanced approach. But what you want to do is you also want to have a standard to bear, say, I will be the champion as President of the United States to hold Governor Newsom in check, who wants to have abortions up till the time of birth, and he becomes an abortion destination. There's definitely a federal role that they need to play. So when they say the federal government has no role to play, as Marjorie said, this is the beginning of it. And guys, we're winning. And the reason we're winning, God creates it, nature reveals it, and good science will always back it up. And good science is on our side.
This is Washington Watch. Today we're broadcasting special content from our recent Pray, Vote, Stand Town Hall for Life meeting that was held at Experience Church in Des Moines, Iowa. What you just heard were the initial remarks given by our esteemed panel of speakers. Now, we've got a number of resources available for you to help promote life. Simply text LIFE to 67742. That's LIFE to 67742. All right, don't go away. We're coming back with more of this special town hall meeting right after this.
Hi, I'm Joseph Backholm, host of the Outstanding Podcast, inviting you to join me as we discuss the news of the day and the issues that shape us. Christians are commanded to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. With that in mind, the Outstanding Podcast takes you behind the headlines to help you understand what happened and why. If you're looking for something informative and casual that will help you see what God is doing in the world, the Outstanding Podcast is for you. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find it at WashingtonStand.com. It's not just another podcast. It's outstanding.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Good to have you with us. The website, TonyPerkins.com. Lots of resources there for you. Be sure and check it out. All right, today we're broadcasting special content from our Pray, Vote, Stand Town Hall for Life meeting that was held in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, ahead of the, it was right before the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on Dobbs. Now, that was the decision that overruled both Roe v. Wade from 1973 and the Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992, returning the life issue back to elected officials. Now, our esteemed group of panelists included Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, Bob Vander Plaats, president of Iowa's Family Leader, and Myra Rodriguez, a former Planned Parenthood clinic director and whistleblower. Now, after highlighting how Democrats at the federal level want taxpayer-funded abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy, under any circumstance, Senator Graham made clear that the life issue is not one that should be left entirely to the states, as some Republicans have been saying. Here is what he shared.
Folks, this is a human rights issue. It's not geography. If the pro-life movement is not about the baby, what good are we? It's always about the child. So to my colleagues who feel like the state should have the power to regulate this issue, I agree with you up to a point. And here's what the court said. Federalism, how many of you are a fan of federalism? I am. Federalism doesn't dictate barbaric outcomes. Kavanaugh, on the question of abortion, the Constitution is therefore neither pro-life nor pro-choice. The Constitution is neutral and leaves the issue for the people
and their elected representatives to resolve through the democratic process in the states or Congress. Like the numerous other difficult questions of American social and economic policy that the Constitution does not address. To those who say the Constitution requires me to be quiet as a United States Senator and just suffer quietly as babies are aborted up to the moment of birth in parts of this country, no. The Constitution does not require that. Dobbs did not make that the ruling. It's quite the opposite. Nobody took on Kavanaugh when he mentioned Congress. So this idea that the states are the only game in town is wrong. There is not a close for business sign out in front of the House and the Senate when it comes to the unborn. And when they come to Iowa, you need to let them know that.
Marjorie, in fact, just today, you have some new polling data on this. Not that we make our decisions by polling, but it shows us where the American people are. And we've heard repeatedly that in the midterm election, 2022 midterm election, that this was a liability for Republicans. Now, it was a liability because they didn't talk about it. But when you compare and contrast the positions that the senator just laid out, the one that when a baby feels pain, sucks its thumb, where Americans stand on whether or not that life should be protected, juxtaposed to where the Democratic Party has stated a position, abortion up until the moment of birth and beyond, where does the American people stand on that?
Well, where they stand is 59% of Americans think that the Congress should pass a law 15 weeks or better for a minimum standard. And 24% of the people think that there should be unlimited abortion up until the end, paid for by taxpayers. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can tell you, I've never run for office, but I can say that if I were looking at those numbers and I was thinking of running for office, I would completely embrace that 59%. I'd also embrace every single other poll out there that reflects the goodness and common sense of this country. 77%, 70 to 72. This is NPR. This is not, you know, not our side. NPR, Marist, Harvard polls all say that the good people of the United States support at least a 15-week limit. So, if you're running, which I hear a lot of people are running for the presidency, go ahead and capture that 72% and do not be afraid. Be not afraid in the confrontation that you're going to have, because you're going to win with a 72% issue versus a 10% issue. The only thing you must do is what you said, Bob, communicate with clarity what your position is, with no nuance, and then you're going to be golden on that GOP stage, or that debate stage. The clearest and the most ambitious and the most confident in this position should be the one that wins. But the one who won't say anything or said it's a federal issue only will not win, I believe, in Iowa or South Carolina, and means they won't be the president of the United States.
You know, Marjorie, that's well said. And I think, you know, what Senator Graham said about being a federal issue or state issue, it's not federal or state. This is right or wrong.
Right.
It's a right or wrong. That's why you don't have slavery in Iowa, but you don't have slavery in Missouri. Right? It's a moral issue. It's right and wrong. And because this comes down to elections, if you think about it, the reason the Democrats are doubling down, why Joe Biden are doubling down, Schumer's doubling down, Newsom's doubling down, we're going to give abortion all the way up to the time of birth. They believe it's going to win an election. And the reason the other side's become a nuance of being conservative, they're thinking that's going to lose an election. But think if you had a champion for the sanctity of human life, who said, I can't wait till America embraces all life, till the time of conception to natural death, and every day gets to be lived out as God ordained it to be. Think about if you had a candidate message that and capture the imagination of a great country that celebrates the sanctity of human life, and they win. Because when they win, you know what happens? All these other politicians who said they're pro-life at a chicken dinner now become pro-life. Because you know what? It wins. Because at the end of the day, isn't it right, Senator Graham? It's all about re-election. It's all about, can I have that office? What we want somebody to do is be motivated because it's embedded in their DNA, and I'm going to be a leader, and I'm going to lead this country to the sanctity of human life.
This is Washington Watch, and today we're broadcasting some of the highlights from our Pray, Vote, Stand Town Hall for Life meeting that was held at Experience Church in Des Moines, Iowa. You just heard from Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Marjorie Dannenfelser of Susan B. Anthony, Bob Vanderplatz of Iowa Family Leader. Now, to watch the entire event, simply go to PrayVoteStand.org/townhall. Also, while you're at PrayVoteStand.org, you can register for this year's Pray, Vote, Stand Summit, September the 15th through the 17th. You can find all that at PrayVoteStand.org. And by the way, we do have a number of resources from all the organizations involved in this town hall meeting available for you to help you understand and talk about the life issue. Simply text LIFE to 67742. That's LIFE to 67742. All right, stick with us. We're coming back with more of this special town hall meeting right after this.
We live in a culture that has lost sight of what is true. Many, including Christians, are searching for answers to life's most important questions. With this in mind, Family Research Council's Center for Biblical Worldview has partnered with Summit Ministries to present Now We Live, a free 6-episode video series designed to encourage worldview discussions central to the Christian faith. Each episode offers practical instruction led by leading Christian thinkers. Access this series at frc.org/worldview.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins, your host. Good to have you with us. The website, tonyperkins.com, lots of resources there for you. And by the way, be sure and share Washington Watch with your friends. It's a way for them to know what's going on, hearing directly from newsmakers. Now, what we're doing today is we're sharing with you some special content from a recent town hall meeting for life that we did in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, this one year before or after the Dobbs decision, we're just making it very, very clear that there remains a role for government at every level, federal, state, and even local. So here's more of that conversation that took place in Des Moines, Iowa.
I introduced a bill, Tony, limiting abortion on demand at 20 weeks. I got 52 votes. Now, I took civics. Sometimes it doesn't show, but I did. You got to get 60 votes to get the final passage in the Senate. People tell me, well, you don't have 60 votes. I said, you're right. One day I will. It took us 12 years to ban partial birth abortion. It took us 50 years to get the court in a position to overturn a constitutionally unsound concept called Roe v. Wade. I'm in it for the long haul, but here's what I would tell everybody in the pro-life movement. This is a defining moment in the movement. If you buy the idea that it is a state issue only, then it never really was about the child.
Right.
This is a moment of reflection. You can be a minority voice in California, but you can still be heard. The nominee of the Republican Party must be for the child, not about geography. So you can start the process in Iowa. Bob's got a big crowd. If you're coming to Iowa and campaigning for president in July, you'll be asked, is there a federal role in protecting the unborn? I would say Dobbs clearly says there is. I would say common sense says there is. And I'm hoping that from tonight forward, people who want to be president that come through Iowa have certain expectations. If you're pro-life and you say you're pro-life, you must act consistently with that statement. That means you will support legislation protecting the unborn child. And all I'm asking you to do is put our country in line with 47 of 50 European nations. All I'm asking you to do is reject the barbarity of China and North Korea. To my Democratic friends, you have lost your way.
Well done.
Thank you, Senator. Bob, I just want to tag on to what we were discussing here about the role of the church. One of the things that can be done, and as we realize in this post-Roe world, Abortion has not been eliminated. It is simply now in the hands of the people and their elected representatives. We've got to keep doing what we've been doing for 50 years. We've got to continue to fund and expand the Care Pregnancy Network all across this country, loving the women and their children. Adoption needs to be an aggressive undertaking by the church. And so there's a lot of work to be done. Policy is part of it, but walking alongside these women is a key part of building this culture of life, continuing to build it. Yes.
Yeah, I want to add to that, because we have to say it. When you say 50 years of work, that sounds like I'm tired. But there is no tired now. It is a time to refresh, restore, dig deep, read again all those scriptures that were exciting to you in the very beginning. Remember the first day it dawned on you, oh my gosh, that child is being ripped apart, and that child was sent to this world for a purpose unique to him. Just dig in, refresh. I say this to myself. I say this to everybody on the stage. We could get tired, but there is no tired, because we have to not only do this ourselves, but we have to bring in more and more and more of this movement and the new generation and the old generation and all of us, because this is the moment. This is the testing time that you said. This is the turning point where we either save lives or we let 63 million more die in the next 50 years.
Okay, so I want to piggyback on that, because it's no time to be tired. It is time to be inspired.
Right.
Do you realize that we are on the back end of 50 years of prayer?
Right.
Prayer warriors to overturn Roe v. Wade. And for some reason, God has given us a front row seat at this time to see Roe v. Wade overturned. For such a time as this, consider yourself Esther for a second. For such a time as this, let's stand in for the sanctity of human life, and let's find a champion who believes that they believe that they believe, and there'll be a champion for every life.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. You can watch the full event when you follow the link over at tonyperkins.com. You can also partner with us by texting the word LIFE to 67742. That's 67742. I'm David Salkeld, thanking you for being with us, and I look forward to having you back here again next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
Washington Watch Weekend Edition is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit tonyperkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234.